CBA Mobile.
To JKT Mobile, go ahead.
JKT, I believe, KB4CBA, this is David, good afternoon.
David, name here is Eric, how's it going today?
Simply marvelous. I'm headed to my, orthodontist. He's actually a, he makes devices for sleep apnea, and I call them a snore guard, but they do actually a lot more than people think. They actually pull your bottom jaw forward and to correct the sleep apnea problem that I have.
Kind of fun and terrifying all at the same time.
Nothing to it. I mean, you know, it's just two pieces of plastic you stick in your mouth when you sleep, and one of them broke, so he said nobody's ever broken one, so it's always the first time. So anyway, paid enough for it. I could have bought a real nice ham rig for what I've spent on this. And but anyway, sleep apnea can affect your heart, and of course it can just ruin your whole life, because you're sleep deprived, and sleep deprivation is really, it's no fun at all.
I can imagine it's no fun. I definitely am not happy if I don't get my full night to sleep. So, yeah, hopefully you get that squared away, because, losing sleep is definitely not good for you mentally or physically, right?
It makes you real irritable, and you know, you kind of have a short fuse, you know, more so than, or at least I do, more so than normal, and wake up with a pounding headache in the morning, and you feel like you've worked all night, so, you know, instead of bouncing out of bed all refreshed and everything, you feel like you've worked yourself to death in some kind of manual labor job, and you're wore out when you get up, and you just don't feel like doing anything.
Like fun at all. Yeah, feeling like I worked all night when I slept, that's definitely not an acceptable trade-off. But, I'm headed home from the office now. I've knocked off a few minutes ago, and I have a pretty long commute. I'm usually on here in the afternoon, maybe just a little bit later than normal. I snuck out a little early today. So I'm headed up 85. Got about maybe an hour and 15 minutes to go. So, a beautiful day for a road trip, I guess.
Nice. I played tennis this morning at 9, and I'm playing again at 6 o'clock, and so I'm looking forward to that, and you sounds like you got a long commute. Are you driving to Charlotte, or where are you headed?
Anderson, and I live up in Shelby, North Carolina, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes each way as traffic goes, as long as I don't hit any, which is why I go in early and I leave early, just to avoid the peak times of traffic. But, it's a bit of a haul, but it's not too bad. You know, I only go into the office a couple days a week, and, when I do drive it, you know, there's always people to talk to on this machine, so it's not so bad. It goes by pretty quick.
It does help to have somebody talk to you on the radio, as a matter of fact. I've actually was traveling down 85. drive, and I was talking to somebody, and I don't remember who, and I went 10 miles past my exit before I realized it, had to turn around, and so that's 20 miles I drove out of the way because I wasn't paying attention.
That exact thing going in the morning, because, you know, I go in super early and I'm tired and, you know, just not paying attention, and if you miss exit 27, you got to go all the way down to 19, or 21 rather, to turn around, but the way exit 21 is, it's actually easier just to go down to 19 because the traffic on 21 is always so bad for that quick trip there. So, yeah, no, I definitely know what you mean. It's easy to lose track of what you're doing when you're chatting on the radio.
I think there was an overpass, and I had to, but there was no exit, and so then I had to go to the next bridge, and there was an exit there, and I could see that I could get back on and go over the bridge and get back on 85 southbound, so that's what I did. But it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then.
Been on the road for a while, you know, it sinks in, realize you have to go 20 minutes farther than you really wanted to.
How long you been in ham radio?
35 years.
Well, see, I guess I've been a ham a little bit longer than you have. I got my ticket in 82, and I can do the math. 92,012. 22, that's 40 years. 40 years ago.
I got my ticket in 1987, and yeah, it has been a fun ride. You know, I really enjoyed CW when I first got into it. My first ticket was a novice. I got that in 7th grade. And so I did a lot of straight TCW all throughout high school, and then at some point, I think it was 1989, I got my technician, so that allowed me to get on VHF, UHF, and then it wasn't until college, much, much later, that I went ahead and got my extra. So for the longest time, I had basically a small sliver of voice on HF, and then, you know, mostly V&U, but, you know, I really loved doing CW when I first got into ham radio, and then, of course, I've been through all the other, you know, hobbies and modes, you know, with FT8 and JS8 and PSK and all the digital stuff and, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, ham radio has always provided a good round list of things to do.
When people were describing it to me, I really didn't think I would enjoy FT8, FT4, and, but since I've done it, it's really neat, and I'm enjoying it, and I've got some antenna repairs to make, and but once I finish that, I can I'll be able to get back on the air. I guess I could get on the air. It's just the antenna's not. It's a Carolina Wyndham up in the trees, and it needs to be a lot higher than it is right now. It's only about 15 or so feet off the ground. And, The vertical section isn't even fully extended, so I haven't even turned the radio on.
The Wyndham with a nice antenna is actually my favorite. At my old house, I had four of them up in the trees throughout the property, and one of the fun things I tried one time is to do multiple radio FT8 simultaneously. I got to where I could keep track of three radios all at once, doing FT8 transactions, but you know, when I moved to my new place in Shelby, I only moved in about a month ago, and the property is not nearly as large. I've only got about 0.4 of an acre, so I doubt I'll even be able to get up a single 80-meter Wyndham. I can try, I think, but it might be difficult the way it's laid out. So right now I'm just using my buddy pole on 40 meters and up, and it does an okay job with digital. You know, I just have to run a little bit of extra power so people can hear me, but you know, the compromised antenna is pretty decent.
When I had the Windham up, you know, up high, and it was working well, I really enjoyed it. It does a great job. I believe I got hit by lightning, so anyway, long story short, I've replaced the choke oscillator at the bottom and the Valen at the top. Well, I actually haven't replaced it, but I've got a new one to put on it, and that's what I need to get motivated to do, and then I'll need to get somebody to help me shoot it up in the back up in the trees. Back there in the backyard, I've got four trees right in a row, which is comes in handy for the Windham, and it also hides it because I'm in a HOA.
Good that you're able to hide it and keep it away from the prying eyes of the HOA people, but it's not bad. You know, those Valens, you know, the 4-to-1 Valens tend to develop a lot of voltage on them, and when they do get hit, you know, and because it's an unbalanced antenna, you would see a lot higher voltages across the Valen anyway, so when you do get some lightning coupled in, it'll tend to arc flash and then damage the Valen. So yeah, I probably just need to replace that. And depending on the choke, you know, same deal, you know, if it arcs in the choke, but the common mode chokes are a little bit less prone to it, but it just depends on, you know, how big the lightning strike was and how hard it hit it.
I'm not 100% sure that's what happened, but I just noticed the vertical lead, one of the ends came off, well, the bottom PL259 came off, and where it screws into the top of the choke oscillator, and I noticed the center lead was just black and looking at burnt, so I'm only running 100 watts. I don't think 100 watts is going to do that kind of damage, so I believe it got hit, and but it'll tune up on everything but AE, but it won't even, my radio won't even try to tune 80, and yeah, that's one of my favorite bands to be on sideband.
So get it squared away and get back on the air. That's something I need the motivation to do as well. I'm still trying to get settled in the new place, get things unpacked, and, you know, of course, you know, schedule being busy like it is, it's hard to find time to do that. But this weekend I'm hoping to get at least take a stab at getting a dipole up. You know, I've kind of gauged out where I could put the center and the two endpoints, but I'll have to use a little bit of this fiberglass military mast I have, I have a fiberglass push-up pole I can use for the center part. I could probably get it, you know, 25-30 feet up pretty easily, which is kind of where Windham wants to be, because, you know, my vertical pieces are 22 feet long, and, you know, the bottom of that piece wants to be pretty close to the ground, so, you know, 25 feet will probably be a good place to put it.
Jump out of here and go to this appointment, KB4CPA.
Have a great day. This is W2JKT Mobile.